Good Wednesday afternoon, Central Indiana. You're tuned to 91.9 FM WITT, the home of unpredictable music and the Indy's Trusted Servant Show. And since it's 4:30 on a Wednesday afternoon, you're tuned to the Indy's Trusted Servant Show with yours truly, Danny O'Malley, Indy's Trusted Servant. What is Indy's Trusted Servant? Well, I do customer service training and keynote speaking. It's all about the culture of the organization. I learned all of that from the age of about 9 years old from my late father, the master, Joe O'Malley. And if you want to learn more about that, why, give me a call at 317-413-9062. What's the Indy's Trusted Servant Show? Well, it's lively local small biz and community talk where you can feel the pulse of Indy every Wednesday afternoon at 4:30 on 91.9 FM. And it's my pleasure to bring to the microphone, kind of at the last minute, but you'll understand why, for her second appearance on the Indy's Trusted Servant Show, my good friend Mel McMahon of Indiana Originals. Indiana Originals touts Indiana business, and Mel is here to tell us a little bit about Indiana Originals and also how to help local business during the coronavirus thing that we got going on. Mel, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for thinking of me. I'm absolutely honored.
Well, it's great to have you back. It's been a while. So first, tell the folks a little bit about yourself and your background and how Indiana Originals came to be, and then we'll get into the specifics on how you think maybe we can help our local businesses stay afloat during this fiasco.
Absolutely happy to. So I grew up in Irvington on the east side. My mom was an entrepreneur. She was one of the group of eight that really brought Washington Street back and gave it a pulse and made Irvington a place to be again.
I.e. Giacomo's, etc., right?
Yes. This was way before then.
Before then.
Yes, this is when Dufour's was there, when Joe Hammond just took over the funeral home, when Jack and Jill's was there on the strip and not on the corner of Ritter.
Yes.
So back in the day. And they back would take turns parking cars in front of each other's businesses to make it look like customers were there. I mean, this was a very grassroots effort.
Did you go to Howe?
My younger brother graduated from Howe, but I went to Our Lady of Lourdes grade school. And then I went to a boarding school in southern Indiana.
Really?
Run by the Sisters of St. Benedict. Yes, it was called Marion Heights Academy. It's in Ferdinand.
Oh,
and
my
the
gosh.
The only chain we had in the entire town was a Subway franchise.
You had a Subway in Ferdinand, Indiana?
Everything else was local.
Wow.
Everything was local.
Wow. Okay,
so when,
wow.
When I got to undergrad, it was in Bloomington, which is very much local.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Without even realizing how much I was being indoctrinated, I was just naturally living a local lifestyle.
I love it. Okay. So you did other things before Indiana Originals.
Yeah. My background is in broadcasting and business development. So I've done a lot of radio and television, still do, but I do it for Indiana Originals. I'm not anyone's employee anymore.
Good girl.
And I'm also a consultant for nonprofits. So I help them with their fundraising events and really maximize their gains while minimizing expenses.
And I have a lot of not-for-profits on the radio show, and you may may or may not be aware of that, but I love to help tout not-for-profits. So when did you start Indiana Originals?
Well, my now husband and I came up with the idea in the spring of 2012. We were walking around Monument Circle here in downtown Indianapolis, and we wanted to go someplace local for dinner. We threw out a restaurant name, and I just said, "Is it local?" And we really didn't know the answer.
You might not have, yeah.
And that's what started the conversation. So we started researching. At the time, apps weren't really a thing. I found one PDF online, but it had franchises on it, which is not what I was looking for. And in our research process, we discovered a lot of people like us who would support local more often if it were more convenient. And we met a lot of Hoosier business owners that were proud to be local and proud to support the communities that they live in.
Yep.
So brainstormed the name with a six-year-old, came up with Indiana Originals. The domain was available.
Was that your six-year-old?
No.
No, just a six-year-old.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
And we launched the first website in May of 2014. So it started as a business directory, is now really a community of Hoosiers that want to support local businesses and understand the economic impact that independent businesses have.
Well, great. And to kind of get this kicked off about what's facing us right now in this world, I got something on Facebook from a friend of mine in Carmel who was already listing the locally owned restaurants in Carmel that she knew of that were going to be doing home delivery and or carry out.
Mm-hmm.
And her theme was, let's support these guys and keep them in business.
Yes.
And that's what you do.
Yes, we do that every single day.
And you've been doing it for a while.
So what we're doing now is really no different. You know, we're promoting independent businesses. We're helping them stand out from their national competitors. And we're helping them find resources to be successful and get them in front of new customers. So what we're doing now is what we do every day.
What you do every day. And it's not just restaurants. It's any locally owned business, a hardware store or whatever, right?
Yeah, it's a very comprehensive directory at IndianaOriginals.com because we want you to see that you can live a local lifestyle if you know where to look. So everybody from accounting to artists to attractions, it's all on there.
Events? You have events?
Yes, we promote events
okay.
as well.
So, yeah we're real wired into the Fountain Square Merchants Association. Mm-hmm. And they have events all the time, right? So you promote all that kind of stuff,
yes.
right?
Everything you can do to support our local community
is
what we do.
You know, it's of all things, the St. Patrick's Day Parade didn't happen this year.
My last name's McMahon. That's our family reunion.
There you go.
That's what we do.
I'm the 2015 Irish Citizen of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
I always look forward to being in the parade, and darn, we couldn't even have that.
I know. I love being in the parade, too. It's so much fun.
That's a terrible thing. But every event around is closed down. We all know that. And it's going to be a long haul,
mm-hmm.
right? But it is important to support these local businesses. Now, let's concentrate first of all on the restaurants, and then in the next segment we'll get into other stuff that maybe mm-hmm. I'm not thinking. Everybody's thinking of restaurants right now mm-hmm. for some reason.
Well, a lot of I have reasons for that. A lot of it is because it is a gig economy, really.
Mm-hmm, right.
People go from restaurant to restaurant. They don't necessarily have health insurance or benefits.
Oh, you mean the workers?
The workers. They don't have time off,
right?
They don't get paid vacation.
Right.
It's a very much you work your shift and you leave kind of job.
Yep.
Restaurants are the perfect example of a small business that really is the lifeblood of a community.
Absolutely. And those people you're talking about, a lot of them, that's their entry into the work world.
Yes.
Where
yes.
then they can become full-time. And you hear stories all the time about somebody that came to work for... You name it. It could be even McDonald's, not to
mm-hmm.
mention a chain.
No, McDonald's is a great first job.
Yeah, it came to work. They used to come to work for us at O'Malley's, and mm-hmm. then 20 years later, they're a store manager, and they're sending their kids to college,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah. My first job was as a hostess at Dufour's in Irvington.
There you go.
It's my very
there
first
you
job.
Go. So the jobs, it's not just the restaurant owners that we want to keep in business, it's the jobs we want mm-hmm. to keep. And it isn't just restaurants we want to talk about. And the obvious is find the local restaurants, do pickup and delivery mm-hmm. at the local restaurants if you can. Now how does Indiana's Originals help us? Do you have a listing of all these places?
Yeah, so we actually sent out a survey. It started on Monday the 16th. Asking our members and other small business owners, you know, what they're doing. Is it business as usual? Have you made changes?
Okay.
What's going on? Lots of other people sending out surveys as well. I know the Indiana Economic Development Commission is trying to gather as much information, too. So from our results, you know, about 27% of the businesses surveyed said it's business as usual. Now, what's interesting is this changes hourly. We're not looking at days. We're not looking at weeks. The response to things changes hourly.
So that was Monday. Yes.
So 75% said they've already had to make a lot of changes. And we're seeing those numbers kind of go back and forth depending on the category. Restaurants, bars, nightclubs, obviously they've had to make big changes. So it's, you know, as of Monday, it was delivery or pickup.
Right.
No in-seating service.
Right.
Which is huge and very different for a lot of people. And a lot of restaurants already made accommodations for the protocols before that, which was keep people at least 6 feet apart. They had to limit the number of patrons they
were.
So these protocols are changing. And I really have a lot of respect for the people that have to make these tough decisions.
Whether you agree with them or not.
This is not easy right now. It is really tough to be a Hoosier and an American when all of this is going on. And so doing our part, doing what we can, is what's most important. So there are some things that you can do to really embrace these restaurants and such.
Let me interrupt you and get a quick underwriter break, and we'll come back to that with Mel McMahon of Indiana Originals. We're going to tell you how to help local businesses in the corona nightmare that we're living through. We want to thank our underwriter for the show, Fabricare Dry Cleaner, out at 5760 West Washington Street. near the old airport. They're experts in all kinds of dry cleaning. They have a laundromat on site that's open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 7 p.m., at least as far as we know now. And if you want to know more about the fabric care, give my friend James Bell a call, 241-1288, 241-1288, or look up Fabric Care on Facebook. We want to thank the host for the studios of the Indy's Trusted Servant Show here on 91.9, and that is My Pet Carnivore, a pet food distribution warehouse on Shelby Street where Paul and Suzanne and their very busy staff distribute healthy frozen dog and cat food to dog and cat food owners only, no stores in 48 states. Wow. Next week's guest, speaking of small locally owned businesses, will be my former Cathedral High School student, Hal Yeagy. He owns the oldest bar in Indiana, the Slippery Noodle Inn. And I'm going to be anxious to hear from him about that business. I know that they depend an awful lot on the conventions and NCAA tournaments that didn't happen. Tough stuff. So, along with that, let's get back to Mel and talk about how we can help these local businesses. You were about to say...
Looking at restaurants in particular, you know, order takeout or delivery as long as you can, if it's possible.
As often as you can.
Do it. You know, if you're feeling sick, stay home.
Right.
These are just very common sense things, but it's always good to have reminders. Pay with plastic when possible. Use your credit card.
Because the cash is dirty.
Because the cash is
yes.
It's called filthy money for a reason.
Yeah.
Right? And that's one of the reasons, because it actually carries lots of germs.
So, incredible we're having this discussion, but...
We have to.
Yeah.
We have to. Check in with small business owners and their employees. You know, see if there is a way that you can directly support them or help them out. What are they going through? Is there something that you have the ability to do? Maybe they're your customer. You know, maybe you own a business and you service that restaurant. Are there fees you can waive temporarily? Can you extend their invoices out and not, collect that bill right away?
Think of ways
that you can help your customers.
If you help them and they stay in business, then you can continue to sell to them. If they go out of business, you have no one to sell to.
Exactly. Call in orders when possible. Shop small online, right? This is a great time to buy gift cards.
Okay.
For some of your favorite restaurants, because they get the cash in hand now, and you can use that gift card later.
And the gift card's clean.
Yes, the gift card should be clean, yes. Yeah. Share hoarded sanitizer with local businesses. If you have an influx of sanitizer, find out who needs it, right? And you can't always trust the recipes that you see online. People don't necessarily follow the right recipes. They might not have supplies. So if you have manufactured hand sanitizer that you know works, or maybe you buy Dove soap in bulk from Costco, hand it out. Give it to people who need
it. Well, you mentioned Dove soap. That's an interesting sidebar. I use Dove soap because as I've gotten older, my skin is easily irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But everybody says that's the soap to use now when you can. The scented soap is not as good as a plain old Dove soap, right?
Right, and antibacterial really doesn't make that much of a difference. So if you're freaking out because you can't find antibacterial soap, that's okay. Use soap, wash your hands front, back, in between your fingers, scratch your palms.
What if there's been a run on Dove at the store? Is there another brand that is Ivory or
not
you know?
Necessarily. I mean, you can grab Irish Spring. You can grab any kind of soap. It's better than hand sanitizer, actually.
Really? Okay.
Yes. The key is washing your hands front and back, in between your fingers, scratching your palms to get under your nails.
Oh, is that right?
A lot of germs live under your nails.
Okay.
And do it for 20 to 30 seconds. Water temperature does not matter, right? Germs only get killed in boiling water.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You're not going to boil your hands.
I didn't know that.
So it doesn't matter if you use hot or cold water. But wash your hands more often than just when you go to the bathroom.
Right.
Clean your steering wheel. Clean off your cell phone.
Okay.
You know, think of these things that you touch every day. You know, you're walking up the stairs, you hold the hand railing. When was the last time that was wiped down?
Right.
These are things that
we'll be holding a hand railing in a little bit.
Exactly. So if you do have the opportunity to go, you know, pick up takeout orders, or if you're shopping online, you know, think of your keyboard, right?
Oh,
don't
yeah.
sneeze and then grab your food from the person handing it to you.
Funny thing I heard about sneezing last week at when networking was still going on.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, we've been told for years to sneeze into our elbow.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're told to do elbow bumps.
Right.
You can't win.
You really can't. That's why it's so important to wash your hands. You know, and a lot of businesses, not just restaurants, you know, they're changing kind of how they're responding to things as well. Now, the good news is from the survey that we put together, No one is closed until further notice, right? They're staying open online if they can. They're maybe limiting their services or limiting visitors. Like, for example, at our headquarters, we cannot have any visitors for 2 weeks.
Right.
So anybody that needs to pick something up or have delivered, I have to take it to the vestibule. They can cross off on a clipboard that they're allowed to be.
A little sidebar on this. This is a this my pet carnivore.
Mm-hmm.
For today, for the first time, most everything they do here is mm-hmm. delivered on trucks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but today I've seen six or seven people come in here to get the dog and cat food.
Really?
Meaning they are probably stocking up on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that you can see people's behavior changing, and also they probably won't be able to come in here very mm-hmm. much longer. We won't be able to come in here very much longer.
Right. I was actually surprised we were able to do this
I am
show,
too.
Honestly.
I am too.
But, you know, a lot of businesses are changing their practices. So a lot of employers are letting their employees work from home if they can. They're doing online meetings. People are having very limited carryout or delivery options, right? So they might have limited menus for their restaurants.
Exactly.
Pushing their online or Etsy orders. That's really big right now. Still trying, you know, as long as we can ship cargo, as long as we can use the U.S. mail, those are still options for us.
Here's a question that occurs to me. Is the restaurant better off if you call in an order, whether it's carry out or pickup, or use Grubhub or Grubhub?
I forget what it's called.
DoorDash or Grubhub.
So
does the restaurant get less of a profit when you use those?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Those delivery services offer a fee to the customer and a fee to the restaurant.
Right. So it's better to call them.
So if you could call the restaurant directly, go pick it up directly if you can, that's the best way to do it. The more parties you put into something, the more cost goes up, the less of a cut everybody gets.
If that's the only way you can get it, still use the local restaurant, even if you're using Grubhub.
Yes, if that's your only option, yes.
Right. Right.
But, you know, a lot of corporate events are canceled right now.
Oh, tell me about it.
My brother's wedding was postponed. His fiance is from Canada.
Well, and so public speaking is postponed.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. We had a booth at the Flower and Patio Show, right?
Yeah.
And we had to tear it down faster than we had time to set it up. We had to get out of there.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of people are working on more pickup locations for their products, more delivery options, looking at postponing events instead of canceling them. So businesses are going through a lot of changes right now. And like we said at the beginning of the show, it's changing hourly.
Right.
It's not daily. It's not weekly anymore.
One thing as a former retailer, and you know, we would be in the maelstrom big time if we still had our grocery stores. But the good news about the grocery business is that would be about the last business they would close down.
Mm-hmm.
But still, there's an awful lot of angst working in retail right now, aside from restaurants, with people hoarding stuff and so on and so forth. And of course, we've all been told, don't hoard, right?
Well, and it's really difficult to prepare people without panicking them.
Yes.
Right? We have not seen something like this in my lifetime.
Nope. No, you know, people bring up 9/11, but that was so totally different.
It was very different.
It was, and as far as business was concerned, it was really just the airline industry. This is everything.
Yeah, it was more concentrated to, you know, New York,
travel,
to Ground Zero, to travel. And even those travel restrictions didn't last that long.
Not we didn't know when they would be lifted, but
This is a virus that has been around for months now.
Yep.
That we are trying to get ahead of, not keep playing catch up on.
Right.
And so everybody has to do their part. And there's really simple ways that you can support our small businesses too. So, you know, continue engaging through social media, help make connections with other small businesses. See if you're a small business owner, how can you team up with someone?
Right. We're going to take another underwriter break, and then we're going to come back and try to talk about more than just the restaurant business, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you're listening to the Indy's Trusted Servant Show on 91.9 FM, WITT. You can listen every Wednesday at 4:30 on 91.9 FM or go online and listen if you're not in your car at 919WITT.org. And if you miss an episode, you can go to Open in Indiana and click on shows. And they have every month they update the shows on Open in Indiana website. We want to thank our underwriter for the show, and that is Fabric Care Dry Cleaner at 5760 West Washington Street out by the old airport. They are dry cleaners of all stripes. They have a laundromat on site that's open 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. 7 days a week, at least as of now. They do pick up and home delivery throughout the metro area twice a week. And if you want to learn more, well, you can call my good friend James Belt at 241-1288. That's 241-1288. Or look up Fabricare on Facebook. Next week's show will be my former Cathedral High School student. And when I say former, I mean really former, like class of 75, Hal Yagi. And he is the owner of the oldest bar in Indiana, the Slippery Noodle Inn, downtown here. I know they've been greatly affected by all of this, as all restaurants and bars will be. So back to Mel McMahon of Indiana Originals for our last segment. What other businesses can we talk about that are specific, can take the help of the folks? Well, besides the restaurant business.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's more than just restaurants. We're hearing a lot about restaurants, bars, and nightclubs, but there are businesses of all different sizes. And something I think people forget a lot is that 99% of the businesses in our country are considered small businesses.
Yep.
They have 500 employees or less.
And they provide most of the jobs.
They do. They do. So, you know, social media is a big one, right? People are all over Facebook. They're all over Instagram. They're on Twitter. Engage with those business owners. Like their pages. Write positive reviews about the businesses that you've used. So that way, when we do get back to our new normal, they're ready. You can support other businesses by continuing to shop online. Right. We have several companies that make soaps and lotions and different cleaners and disinfectants. You can buy those online.
They're local. Company?
Yeah,
okay.
They're local.
Do you have any of the names of them there?
Yeah. Rugged Company is one. We have a company actually called Unsoaped.
Unsoaped.
Yes.
Like
so they
that.
Make Unsoap and Unlotion and different kinds of things like that are better for your skin and no preservatives.
Really?
But they have the same
cleansing
effects. Yeah. There's a lot of them.
Can you find that stuff on Indiana Originals?
Oh, yes. It's all on IndianaOriginals.com. Okay. And all of these tips and tricks of how to support small businesses will be on our website and our blog as well at IndianaOriginals.com.
Okay. So that website is?
IndianaOriginals.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Great. You can go to our main menu and go to the blog.
Here's one thing that occurs to me. Back to my networking event last week, probably the last networking event I'm going to attend for a while. One of the ladies in the event is a salon owner.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, for instance, take barbers and beauty shops. The only way to deal with those places is to go there,
mm-hmm.
right? So how do we deal with that? Because they're going to have their hands in our hair and everything else. We have to count on them to be really, really serious about this,
yes,
right?
So definitely checking their cleaning procedures, right?
Yep.
See if they've made any changes or if they've increased all what they're already doing.
Yep.
If you are over the age of 60, live without getting your hair done right now. Let your hair grow long. Let your eyebrows be what they are.
You
it's
think?
A very vulnerable group. And
even if your wife says, go get a haircut?
Even if your wife says, go get a haircut. You know, if you have
clippers at home,
you have clippers at home, do it at home and be okay with a silly haircut for a little while.
Okay.
Because part of the challenge is that.
But then that hurts the beauty shop and the barber shop.
It could, but if you buy a gift card from them, right, they get that cash in hand, you can use it later. You can still buy product from them, right? A lot of times they'll ship you product if they have your favorite shampoo or favorite conditioner, or maybe they have a sale on, you know, things you can use at home, like special combs and brushes. They sell curling irons. I mean, one of my favorite products is called Brilliance. It comes from Trendsetters on the South Side at Emerson and Thompson. I mean, you can't see my hair through the radio, but this is looking pretty nice.
It does look nice. It does look nice.
You know, that's stuff that I know Lindsay would ship to you if you wanted. So if you have a salon you frequent, call them. Ask how you can support them.
And try to support the local barbershop and salon, too, not the big chain, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, what other businesses do we need to talk about?
Well, think of businesses, too, that maybe they do custom products, right? If you have orders for an event, try postponing your event and keeping those orders intact. See what you can change. Maybe you ordered flyers for something and you have a chance that, you know, you can change the date on it and the printing company will rerun it for you so you don't lose the order, right?
Okay.
Do you have promotional products you're ordering for something? See if they can still go ahead with that order for you and maybe stretch out the payments a little bit. Canceling is what's really, really, really hurting businesses right now.
I had a big
reschedule.
I had a big program set with the Indianapolis Indians, my very favorite client, for a lot of reasons on Saturday, and they didn't cancel it. They just postponed it.
Yes.
So I felt a lot better than if they had canceled it,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
So if you are an organization that has a customer that you're doing business with and you can postpone rather than cancel, that is better.
Yes, that's much better.
Right, right.
So there's lots of things that we can do in our everyday lives, too, that we just need to remind ourselves of.
Aside from washing our hands, tell me what they are.
Right, aside from washing your hands. Well, you know what? Think of things that, you know, we used to enjoy and embrace and maybe you haven't had time for, right? Buy a book from a local bookstore.
There you
go. Don't get the ebook from Amazon. Actually order a book from a local bookstore.
Where's a local bookstore? Tell me.
There,
because I love bookstores.
Well, you know, I love finding books at Porter Books and Bread in Lawrence on the east side.
Okay.
Will is an amazing restaurateur. His food is really good, but they also have a bookstore.
Where
upstairs.
Is that?
It's on Fort Benjamin Harrison. It's in one of the old officer buildings.
Yeah, okay. I know where that is.
Yeah.
I've been by there many, many times.
Yeah.
That's a good tip.
Yeah,
that's
so think of those kinds of things. You know, start writing letters. Right? Let's get some postage back to the United States Postal Service, right? Buy some cards. There are so many beautiful handmade cards. That's one of my favorite things to pick up at gift shops when I go visit the monastery down in Ferdinand.
You still go down there?
Oh, yes. I'm on the alumni board. I'm down there every other month. They
Were
can't
you thinking
get rid
of becoming
me.
A nun or something?
No, but they still try to recruit me, but it won't work.
Okay. What possessed you to go down there to school?
Well, I hated everybody I went to grade school with, so
was
that. No, but Sister Betty came to my class in seventh grade and told us about the school, and it just had so many different opportunities that I had never considered before, and there was a real draw for the international program that they had there, like the chance to meet girls that live all over the world.
Is that school still doing well?
No, actually, it closed my junior year.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
geez.
Five girls and I, there were five of us that stayed and finished our senior year in 8 weeks.
Wow.
So for these school closures, just know you just need the credit hours. I did my senior year in 8 weeks. They can make accommodations when possible.
The school closings.
Yeah. But, you know, the nuns have been really creative with it, right? Our art center is now a brewery.
Are the Benedictines still
Breweries.
Down there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
okay.
Yeah, and they're very busy. Our gym is now an event center. Our academic building is now a hospitality venue. They
creative.
Still run the Cordis Retreat Center. Our softball fields were changed over to a senior living facility. So, like, they built a beautiful senior living facility there. They're staying very on top
Ferdinand
of things. Very hard.
Near St. Meinrad, or
yes,
yeah. That's
so
what
St. Meinrad is south of I-64. Ferdinand is north of I-64.
Never been to Ferdinand. I've only been to St. Meinrad's once.
You must go. You must
really,
go.
Really?
Take the grandkids to Holiday World. It's a great time.
Oh, I've been to Holiday, but it was a long time ago.
So Holiday World, another great local Indiana original.
Absolutely. Yeah,
right?
But are they going to be able to open? Who
we'll
knows?
Have to see.
Yeah, we'll have
it's
to see.
It's a little down the road.
I mean, if Disney's closed, I can't imagine Hollywood.
They're not open right now. This is out of season for them, so they might not be that affected yet. But I'm sure they're looking at their normal protocols, to see what changed. This is going to change a lot. Like,
oh, my gosh.
Life is not going to go back to as we knew it. It's just not.
Yeah, it's probably not. Okay, can you think of anything else? Give us your website again.
Yeah, it's IndianaOriginals.com. And we'll have an app in the Apple and Google Play stores any day now.
Okay.
Any day now. So please look for that, download that. And there's a map on there where you can actually pull up and see the Indiana Originals members in different areas.
Great.
So get ready to use that when we're allowed out of our houses again.
Yes. So help local businesses, and Mel McMahon and Indiana Originals can help you do it. Don't forget next week, Hal Yeagy, the owner of the oldest bar in Indiana, the Slippery Noodle Inn, and the headquarters for local blues as well. Slippery Noodle Inn will be our guest. And beyond that, we can only hope to be on the air every week. Have a good one, and God bless everybody.